On Saturday afternoon, activists all over the world staged protests against genetically modified organisms, also known as GMOs. A Pittsburgh contingent marched from the Strip District to City Hall singing chants about GMOs and the biotechnology company Monsanto. Donna Terlecki calls herself a mom against Monsanto. She marched with her daughter, Carla Martinez, and said she's concerned about the health effects of genetically engineered food.
The GMOs, the genetically modified organisms in our food are extremely bad for us, are killing us. We're the first generation that will die sooner than our parents, and it's because of the food that we're eating and putting in our body.
Donna and her daughter Carla said companies are not currently required to label food that comes from GMOs.
Everyone should be aware of what they're eating and what it's
read
doing
labels,
to their bodies.
People, read labels.
Everybody should be aware. Don't just blow it off. It's, oh, look at all those hippies walking
Don't
down
think
the street.
That it's on, if it's on the shelf, the government must be protecting you, because that's really not the truth.
Last week, Connecticut was the first Northeast state to pass legislation requiring special labels for food made with GMOs. The effective date for supermarkets will depend on whether similar bills are passed in neighboring states, including Pennsylvania.
Farmers and lawns are the largest non-point source of pollution in our country. And that comes from lawns that have been doused with it, fields that have been doused with it, and it runs off into the streams and into the soil. If you look, for example, at Chesapeake Bay, it has dead zones in it due to over-fertilization and chemicals.
T. Lyle Furtiber is a beekeeper from Cranberry. He was downtown protesting Monsanto because of their popular herbicide Roundup, which is available to farmers and the general public. He's concerned about the use of agricultural chemicals contributing to honeybee colony collapse and other environmental problems.
One of the issues is that Roundup now for home use is simply an impulse buy at the grocery store or at the lawn and garden store. It's there next to the gum and to the candy.
The USDA and the EPA have found a number of factors may contribute to honeybee colony collapse disorder, including a lack of diverse food sources, natural pathogens, and an overuse of agricultural chemicals, especially pesticides. For WESA and Essential Pittsburgh, I'm Heather McLean.